Okay, welcome back to the BRS Men's Afternoon Kolo. Good to see everyone. Hope you had a great Pesach. And I wanted to take a break this week from Pesachim. First of all, I think we all need a break from Pesach and Pesachim. But the sugyas that we're up to in Arve Pesachim are still dealing with the Leil HaSeder. And it's a little bit anticlimactic to study Dayenu today. So, which is what we're up to. So, not Dayenu, but you know, the end of the Seder. So I want to take a break and speak about something else, which is in Yoni Diyoma, which is relevant to us, which is the topic of Sfiras HaOmer. And to offer you one analysis, this is an analysis that Rav Schechter quotes in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi from the Rav, but a fascinating perspective really originates with Rabbi Soloveitchik, which is a halachic perspective, but also offers a meta-halachic or a hashkafic insight into the Jewish perspective of time. We know we began the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Counting the Omer goes from the second night, the first night of Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael, or the second night here, of Yontif, until Shavuos. There are 49 days, 7 weeks. And Sfiras HaOmer serves as the bridge from Pesach to Shavuos. It's more than just a bridge. It's only in recent times, meaning post-Torah times, relatively recent times, since Rabbi Akiva's students died, that we observe a component of mourning during this period of Sfira. We don't shave or listen to live music or attend simchas, and there's different customs that developed about when that period of mourning is observed, after Rosh Chodesh, before Rosh Chodesh, and so on. But it's post-Torah times that we have superimposed a period of mourning. So even though most people associate Sfiras HaOmer with mourning, Sfira, you can't listen to music, Sfira, there's no weddings, Sfira is independent of mourning. Really, when the Torah gives us the mitzvah, the Torah gives us this mitzvah, that Mimacharas HaShabbos, meaning after Pesach, after the first day, the bringing of the Korban Omer, is the beginning of the count. The Korban Omer launches the count of Sfiras HaOmer. It's also Matir Chadash, which is a separate topic. Chadash, and why maybe we don't observe it as widely as we should today. But it launches the period of the counting of the Omer. We count 49 nights. We count both as nights and as weeks. And there's a big discussion in the Gemara Menachos. What's the mitzvah? To count days, to count weeks, to count both. One, the other, both. We do both. We keep track of both the days and of the weeks. We all know this mitzvah. From the Torah, this period of Sfiras HaOmer is actually nothing to do with mourning, as I said, but more links Pesach and Shavuos together. The famous Ramban, who says Pesach represents the first days of this 7 week long, eight and a half week long Yontif. Pesach are the first days of the Yontif, Shavuos are the second days of the Yontif, and Sfiras HaOmer is the Chol HaMoed that bridges the two in between. That's what the Ramban says. It's called Atzeres. Shavuos is called in the Torah Atzeres. What are the holidays called Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres. Just like Shmini Atzeres is an independent holiday, but the last days of Sukkot, so too Shavuos is an independent holiday, but the last days of Pesach. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh tells us that Sfiras HaOmer links the holidays of Pesach and Shavuos, but more links the themes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, becoming a people, with Kabbalah HaTorah, the realization, the actualization of who we are to become, of our mission, and so on. Why did we need 49 days in between? Really, historically, chronologically, you would think Kadosh Baruch Hu should have taken us out of Mitzrayim, and if the whole purpose was Avadayim v'lo Avadim l'Avadim, Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out, Ani Hashem l'kechem ha'shotzis yischem eretz Mitzrayim, l'yos l'chem l'lokim, God took us out to be a God, we should have left Mitzrayim, and 2 days later we should have been at Har Sinai. What's with 49 days? Why did it take 7 weeks in order to get the Torah? And the answer is, because we had been taken out of Egypt, but he needed 49 days to take Egypt out of us. We had sunk into terribly low levels. We spoke about it yesterday in the Parsha class, the Pasuk in the end of this week's Parsha, towards the end, Kemase Eretz Mitzrayim, that we should not imitate or emulate the way of Egypt, that we are not to be a superstitious people, and we are not to be a people who are morally depraved and morally corrupt. We are to determine our society, our morals and ethics, based on the Torah. And it took 49 days for that transition, for that personal growth, in order to be ready to receive the Torah. So the Or HaChaim says, you see that in the Korbanos. The Korban HaOmer, what was the Korban HaOmer brought out of? Anyone know? What was the food? It was barley. And when you come to Shavuos, the Korban of Shavuos is the Shtei Alechem. So wheat. So you go from barley to wheat. What's the difference between barley and wheat? So the Or HaChaim says, barley is animal food. wheat is uniquely human, because only the human harvests the wheat, grinds it into flour, and kneads the flour with the water, and allows it to rise, and bakes it in the oven, and can produce bread. So, Pesach, when we left Mitzrayim, we were animals. We were on the level of animals. It's only after 49 days when we were ready to receive the Torah, then are we ready to be human beings. We realize our purpose in humanity. We're ready to be human beings. So all of that is a hashkafa of what this period is, Sfira Sa'omer. For 49 days we count. We count the days, we count the weeks, we count for 49 days. The question is, what happens if you miss a day? What happens if you miss a day? So Tosfos Menachas Samach Vav says, source number one, Oud pasuk b'hilchos halachos gedolos, the Bahag, shem hifsik yomecha v'lo sofer, shuv eino sofer. That if you miss a day and you don't count, no more counting. Shem debaya tamimos. Because it says, sheva shabasos tamimos. You have to count 7 complete weeks. It's based on this that we have the practice of not davening or making kiddush on Shavuos night till very late here in South Florida, because we don't do it until Tzeis. Why do we wait till Tzeis? Because you need Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos. Shavuos only follows 7 complete weeks. They need to be complete, which means even the 49th day has to be complete. So the Bahag learns from the use of that word in the Pasuk, Tamimos, they have to be whole, they have to be complete, says the Bahag, therefore if you miss one day, the count is incomplete. If the count is incomplete, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. That's the opinion of the Bahag. Tosfos Menachos Samach Vav, v'teima gedolahu v'lo yitochin. Tosfos does not like the opinion of the Bahag. He says this is a bizarre opinion and it's impossible to accept, impossible to believe. What's Tosfos' problem with the Bahag? What's your problem with the Bahag? What's your evidence that the Bahag is wrong?
Is each day a separate mitzvah or is it the whole 49?
So essentially the question is there one mitzvah to count 49 days in a row, or are there 49 mitzvahs to count 49 days in a row? Is it one mitzvah with 49 component parts, or is it 49 separate mitzvahs that all share one theme?
You say a bracha each day.
Oh, so Bob says you say a bracha every day. And what does that seem to indicate?
That it's separate.
A bracha every day seems to indicate that it is a separate mitzvah. So look at the Pri Megadim, source number 2. The Pri Megadim in Or Chaim Tov Pei Tes. In these halachas says, Mashakos of Mechaber, Shachach Bechad Me'al Yamim, if you forgot to count one of the days, Sofa B'Shara Yamim below bracha. Then you count a different day without a bracha. Gam Kein Machma Sofik, Shemakula Yom Echada, Mitzvah v'shem kolacha mitzvah v'nei atzmo v'sofer below bracha. If you miss one of the intermediary days, the Mechaber is quoting the Bahag, you count the rest of the days without a bracha. Why? Because it's a suffix. Maybe all the days are one mitzvah, or maybe each is a mitzvah unto itself. And since we're not sure how to paskin, you should count without a bracha. V'yishlomar ikulu chad a mitzvah ein mevarcha mechol laila. So ask the Pri Megadim, I have a very stark kash on the Bahag. Bahag says Tamimos requires you, come sit. Tamimos requires you to say all 49 days, and if you miss a day, you're out for the count, says the Bahag. Ask the Pri Megadim, I don't understand. If the Bahag is correct, then what should we do? When should you make a bracha? Only the first night. You make one bracha the first night, and 49 days in a row following, you count each of those subsequent nights. But if it's really all part of one mitzvah, that if you were to miss it, then why is it that you make a bracha on why do you make a bracha on each night? So the Bahag is only one opinion. The Mechaber does quote it, but it is a machlokas harishonim, and it is a machlokas how we paskin. I'll give you one example, nafkamina. You know, we tell people that if you missed a night, don't count. But what happens? What happens if the rabbi missed a night? Oh. Now why is that a problem if the rabbi missed a night? Because the rabbi counts sphere every night in shul. It's a bizayon haTorah. Maybe it's an issue of kavod abrios. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating for the rabbi. How much? What does he do anyway? He's no job. Just get sfira right. Count sfira every night. What does he do with his time? People, I met somebody recently, and they said, "Oh, where are you, the rabbi?" I said, "Oh, Boca Raton Synagogue." And they said, "Nice. How many do you get to minyan?" I said, "That guy. We have a nice crowd." He says, "What else do you do besides run the minyan?" That's what he wanted to know. What else do you do besides run the minyan? So we also have to count Sfira. So what happens if the rabbi misses Sfira? Let's say he has a good reason. He was in a crisis, taking care of an emergency. He missed Marav, missing Marav, he missed it. Or he had a bad reason. You know, I don't know. He came into overtime. He missed Mar. He didn't. Whatever. He didn't count.
Other duties.
So it's a kavod abrios. It's a bizayon haTorah for the rabbi. Now the third night he forgot, and the next 40 plus nights he's going to be in shul, and everyone's going to murmur. So what's the halacha? So the Rav Zilberstein, his Chashuki Chemed, asked this question, and he quotes as a machlokas between the Pri Chadash and I think also the Pri Megadim, the following. The person who asked the question, the rabbi who asked him the question, had a suffix and said, maybe the rabbi can tell one of the mispalalim, one of the members, one of the congregants, I'll tell you what, do me a favor. Don't tell anyone, I forgot to count. I can't count with a bracha because I'm out, because of the bahag. So here's what we're going to do. You don't count, you don't make a bracha every night, and I'll have in mind to be motzi you. And that way I can make the bracha and count out loud. No one will know any better. And I'll have in mind to be motzi you through Kol Yisrael Arid Mzeh Bazeh. Just like we have a din called Yatzah Motzi. We have a din that a person could be motzi somebody else. So I could be motzi you. You don't count. I'll count for you. And they asked Rav Zilberstein, does that work? So Rav Zilberstein quotes the Machlokas, the Pri Chadash, and I think the Pri Megadim, I don't remember the second. And the Machlokas is the following. It's a fascinating Machlokas in Lamdas. How do you view somebody who's out of the count? How do you view somebody who, following the Bahag, missed the night and therefore they're out for the count? Are they like somebody who was never obligated? Or are they like somebody who was obligated, but for whatever reason they're exempt? What do I mean? The halacha of motzi, the halacha that you could be motzi somebody else, of arvas, of kol Yisrael arev mizeh bazeh, that halacha means is only capable when the two people are obligated on the same level.
Yeah, the same.
But if I am obligated, I have a chiyuv d'oraisa and you have no chiyuv. I have a chiyuv d'rabbanan and you have a chiyuv d'oraisa. I have no chiyuv and you have a chiyuv. I can't be motzi you if we don't have the same level chiyuv. That's a halacha. Rabbi Kivega has a whole question Friday night. Men say kiddush and shul. We say in the Amida and following the Amida vayichulu, we're motzi kiddush d'oraisa and shul. By the time you come home, you're only chayev and kiddush ala kos, which is d'rabbanan. How could the biur halacha has a whole discussion? How can a man be motzi his wife? His wife's chayev and chayeves and kiddush d'oraisa. He's now chayv only in Kiddush HaLakosh, which is the Rabbanan. How could he be motzi his wife? A big discussion, not for now. But the halacha is that you have to be on the same level in order for one person to be motzi the other. So how do you view the rabbi who's been knocked out for the count? Is the rabbi who's been knocked out for the count like somebody who's not obligated in Sfira? So how could he be motzi somebody who is? Or do you say, no, the rabbi's chayv in Sfira. There's a technicality that he can't count because he missed a night. But he is obligated enough to be able to be motzi somebody else. That's a machlokas, achronim. And therefore, the Chashuk Echemed, Rav Zilberstein wants to be machmir, says we follow the opinion of the Pri Chadash, that the person who's missed the night is not only exempt due to a technicality, they have the status of a non-Jew who was never obligated in Sfiras HaOmer, of a woman who's not obligated in Sfiras HaOmer. And therefore, they cannot be motzi somebody else. So that's a problem, because she's volunteering her obligation. She's not really obligated. You're obligated. So that's a problem. So, and there's a whole question, Sfiras HaOmer, whether you could be Yotzei Shomei Ka'ona or not. There's a big discussion whether Shomei Ka'ona works for Sfiras HaOmer. Right. So, what does Rav Zilberstein suggest instead? He quotes the Avnei Nezer, the Sochet Shavu Rebbe. The Avnei Nezer says, listen to this. There's a lot of problems with it, but listen to this unbelievable Einfall. The Avnei Nezer was talking about a case of Maror. You come to the Seder table, I'll tell you of Dvar Torah now for a year from now. You come to the Seder table and you have, for whatever reason, you have a gastrointestinal issue, you can't eat a kezias of maror. Maror is unhealthy for you and a kezias of maror is going to kill you. You can eat less than a kezias. If you know you can eat less than a kezias, you don't make the bracha. You're not being yotzei the mitzvah. Alach yilis maror. So someone's embarrassed. They ask the question to the Avnei Nezer, the Sochet Shavu Rebbe. How can I'll be humiliated at the Seder. I'm not making a bracha. Alach yilis maror. So what should I do? What should I do? So the Sochet Shavu Rebbe said to him, here's what you're going to do. You're going to bring a Rambam, Zmanim, to the Seder, and you're going to open up to Hilchos Chametz Matzah, and you're going to open up to where the Rambam talks about the mitzvah to eat maror, and you're going to mumble to yourself what the Rambam says, you know, Chayev Kol Adam, I don't know what the Lashon of the Rambam is. But when the Rambam gets up to the part where he says, and before you eat the maror, you make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Baruch Hu, Hashem Tzivanu, Alach Yilis Maror, you could say that part of the Rambam out loud. So from the people around you will think you made the bracha. You're just learning up the Rambam, so it's not a bracha levatala. That's the answer that Avnei Nezer gives. So says Rav Zilberstein, the rabbi should do the same thing. Inside his shtender, he's got a Rambam. and the Rambam is going to open up to the halacha, and he's going to read out loud the halacha Sfiras HaOmer. And before you can, you make the baracha. And he'll mumble the beforehand to himself, and he'll mumble the part after to himself, and I'll say that out loud, and no one will know better. They'll think he's saying the baracha, but he'll know he's just learning up a Rambam. He's going to every for 49 days in a row. He's going to chaza the same halacha in the Rambam till he gets it right. But he's just learning up a Rambam. Now the problem with this is that what if somebody in shul is trying to be yotze with his bracha? Let's say he missed it. The problem with it is what if somebody in shul is trying to be yotze with this? So and what about mitvah sheker tirchak? It's giving the wrong impression. Fine. The Shevet Alevi of Vosner has a tshuva, and the Shevet Alevi of Vosner of Nebrak says that because there's an issue of kavod abrios and bizayon haTorah and the Rav's parnasa and the Rav's self-esteem, that it's considered a shas hadchak kediyevet dami. So you could rely on the other rishonim, unlike the Bahag, that even if you missed a night, you could still count with a bracha. And there's a machlokas, the Bahag and others. Mechaber Paskin's like the Bahag, but there's a machlokas. Therefore, you can rely on the other opinions, and the rabbi can just count outright. It's not a problem. The rabbi can make the bracha. That's the Shevet Alevi. So all of this... to be able to read it in the Rambam. In theory, yeah. So...
Is that only for a Rav?
Everybody else counts to themselves. Who knows whether they've continued to count or not. So all of this is based on the Bahag. Tosos Menachos Samach Vav, Bahag Paskins, if you miss a night, you're out. And the Prima Gadim says, I don't understand. Memanav Shach. If it's all part of one mitzvah, then why do I make a bracha every night? Just make a bracha in the beginning and you're done. If every night's a separate mitzvah, so I have to make another bracha every night. So if I miss a night, why can't I take up the next mitzvah the next night? Why am I out for the count? That's the kasha of the Prima Gadim on the Bahag. Source number 3, the Tur.
So if it's one mitzvah, you want to say the last night after you've already counted.
Yeah, in other words, maybe it'll be a bracha levatala the first night, how you know you get to the end. But on the other hand, you can't do it the last night because you have to make a bracha over Las Yasin. By the last night, you're 48 into it. It's not over Las Yasin. It'd be like having...
just on the last 49.
Yeah, in theory, you could argue what you would have done.
Why don't we say Shechianu?
Why don't we say Shechianu is a separate question. It's an interesting question. The Balamor has an answer. Why we don't say Shechianu? Why we don't say Zman an Sfiras HaOmer? Why we don't say Zman an Sfiras HaOmer? First of all, Sfiras HaOmer deraisa derabanan. That's a whole shaila. What does the Balamor say? It's escaping me at the moment. That's what the Balamor says. I know the Balamor gives an answer. I don't remember. Why we don't say Shech Yanu on Sfiras HaOmer? It's something to do with the sadness. What is the sadness of Sfiras HaOmer? Not the Avelos, because the Avelos, as I said, is only afterwards. It's not part of the Iker Mitzvah. I don't remember. I'll look it up. Says the Torah, Source 3.
Bakus are admitted to Rabbanim anyway.
Correct. But Safik Brachos is Hashem's name, Levatala, so we're Machmir at Safik Brachos. Says the Torah, Source 3. Kosovod Bahag, Shemshacha Levarch Becham in a Yam, Mishle Yvarch Od Biyam Shalacharav, Rav Sadia Kosov Shemshacha Becham in a Yam, Yvarch Biyam Shalacharav, Chutz Milay La Rishon, Shemshacha Vodal Berach Bo Shalo Yvarch Od. Rav Sadia disagrees with the Bahag. If you miss any night after the first, you can continue, but if you miss the first, then you're out. Rav Hai Kasav Bein Balai Larishon Bein Mishal Leilos Mishachav V'Laberach V'Yivarshar Leilos V'Chein Kasav Hagor Rabbeinu Yona. So we have three different opinions. I told you it's a machlokas. What are the three opinions? If you miss any night, you're out. If you miss the first night, you're out, but any other night, you're in. If you miss any night, you're still in. Those are the three different opinions that the Tur quotes. Says the Bach, Source 4, Taima Mishim Dvi'ina Tamimos V'Leka V'Taima Shor Sadi. So I understand the reason of the Bahag. Bahag's reason is you need tamimos. You need the sphere to be complete. What's the reason of Rav Sadia? Rav Sadia said, if you miss any other night, you're okay, but if you miss the first night, you're out. Why should that be? Time shall Rav Sadia go, Mishum the sphere lay, the whole sphere is a yam, the mitzvah achasi. Haskalosa b'shisha sabenisan, ugmara b'chamisha b'sivan. Hecha k'shehischi lispor b'lai la'rishon, shehischi o b'mitzvah, af b'shishacha b'echem in hayam im les lan ba, mavarach b'yam shal acharav sheena rak shegomer ha-mitzvah shemaschi ba. Ava m'shacha b'lai la'rishon, shuv lo yasa l'varach od, ki ain't ze mitzvah sasvira l'haskha b'sheva sabenisan b'yam acher. So what's the opinion of Sadi Gaon? He really holds it's all part of one mitzvah, and the mitzvah flows from the opening night. So if on the next night you missed it, you can continue to count, because really the whole mitzvah, it's all one mitzvah, began on the first night. But if you missed the first night, you missed the beginning of the mitzvah. There's a gornish, you got nothing to count. So that's the reason of Rav Sadia. But time of Rabbeinu Hai, Rav Hai said, you can miss any night, you're still in. Mishim dechol ayla v'layla, mitzvah v'nei atzmi. V'kach kosav arosh b'shem ri, u'le'inyan halacha heyach linog ayin b'trumas adeshem. So the Bach explains the three opinions, the two quotes, about how is it, how does Sefiras HaOmer work. But we're still left with the Prima Gadim's kasha. Prima Gadim wanted to know, we are paskening a stira. In other words, the Bahag was not a stira. Mestama the Bahag held, you made one bracha in the beginning and that was it. So, how do we paskin by the Bahag? On the one hand, if you miss a night, you're out. And on the other hand, I'm sorry, the Bahag held, you make a bracha every night too. It's a kasha in the Bahag himself. How is it that on one hand you hold, you make a bracha every night, implying it's a separate mitzvah, and on the other hand, if you miss a night, you're out. How does that work? Minchas Chinuch. I'm sorry, Sefer HaChinuch, source 5. The Sefer HaChinuch, Midina HaMitzvah. She mitzvah l'manosah mib'erev k'day shiu t'mimos. The mitzvah is to count at night, k'mo she'amar ha'kosav, t'mimos t'yena. V'amr z'chron l'vrocha, e'ma sayim t'mimos, v'zman she'maschal mib'erev. V'mikol makam pirshah m'forshim, shim shachach v'lomana mib'erev, mu'na l'machar kol hayom. So what's the halach in terms of counting during the day? Is the mitzvah to count only at night, or can you count during the day in Biyotze? So the Sefer HaChinuch quotes the Gemara Menachos, that you count at night, the mitzvah is to count at night. However, some of Farshim say, if you forgot, you can count during the day. V'yesha amr shemisha shachar b'lo mana yom echad, ein yachalum nasa'ud ba'osa shana, lefi shikula mitzvah achas, u'mekevin shachar b'yom echad, rei kol chesh b'mbatal mimenu. V'lo hodu moreinu shebidareinu l'svar azu, ela shemisha shachar yom echad yomar, emesh hayukach b'lo bracha, u'mona achirim im kol Yisrael. So the Sefer HaChinuch says something here bizarre. He says that if you forgot and you didn't count one day, you're not allowed to continue to count that year. You're out because it's all one mitzvah. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, I disagree. You can continue to count. And how do you continue to count? If you forgot one day, the next day you say, last night was such and such. And then, umona ha'achirim, you can continue to count the rest, im kol Yisrael. What does it mean, im kol Yisrael? Im kol Yisrael. How does that help you? Again, b'manavshach. If it's one mitzvah, who cares? Then if you miss a night, you're out. Why should you make a bracha? If it's separate mitzvahs, then why do you make a bracha every night? What's this idea that if you missed a night, you could say, well, last night was such and such, and now I'm continuing to count im kol Yisrael. How is that you go out of jail free? How does that help? How does that help?
Why can't the Rav keep everybody in mind like they do?
Because he's being Yotze Erev Tavshilin too. So he's being Yotze Erev Tavshilin, he could be Motzi others. Here he's out for Sfira. How could you be Motzi someone when you're not in the mitzvah? That's exactly it. Okay. The Bir Alacha also comments here, source 6. Tof Pei Tes. The Sfira Lesheina Yom Makvo Zezeh. The Afagav Dechsev Tmos Tiena and so on. Look where I underline. Od teretz sham dehech dishlo yomech yisper b'lasheni shtei sviros b'shachach sviru rishon yomer sviru shni esmal ya'echad ba'omer v'yomer ten trei ba'omra v'kema demani gam shlesmal anafik m'klal t'mimos t'yena. The Bir Alacha offers a suggestion similar to Sefer HaChinuch that if you missed a night, don't worry. If you missed a night, have no fear. The next night you'll count last night and tonight as one. I don't understand. If last night was its own mitzvah, I missed it. How does it help to count it tonight? No, he did ba'omer, la'omer, something different. How does it help? How does it help to count last night and tonight? If I miss last night, I miss the mitzvah. Why should it help? Why should it help whatsoever? So all of these are the kashas on the opinion of the Bahag. What's pshat in the Bahag? Oh, so let's see. I want to share with you. Turn to the other page. The other handout is Eretz Hatzvi, Rav Schechter. And he's quoting this pshat from the Rav. And he says the following. The side that has the hay. My time of Berichah Sachad, the mitzvah, the Sfira Sa'omer. V'yapi d'archeinu nicha b'pshitas kushis ha'prim megodim. The das Bahag, he quotes the prim megodim we just saw. According to the Bahag, if you got one day, you can't count. It sounds like it's all one mitzvah. So why do we make a bracha every night? Ulefid vareinu lo kasha midi. Ta'afte kulu chada mitzvah ninu, mikom maikom, maisa mitzvah nifradim heima. Shor yef shalo lispar, komem tov svira balayla echad. Uvi'inan daf kashi yispar, svira b'chol layla v'layla. So says Rav Schechter, it's possible to have a separate kiyum ha-mitzvah and maisa ha-mitzvah. There's the action of the mitzvah, and there's the fulfillment of the mitzvah. The action of the mitzvah is to count every single night. The fulfillment of the mitzvah is to complete 49 nights in total. When do you make a bracha? Does the bracha precede the ma'isa ha-mitzvah or the kiyum ha-mitzvah? So the bracha always goes on the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, not the kiyum. Since there are 49 separate masios, there's 49 different countings, even though it's mitzvah achas, it's part of one mitzvah, since the bracha goes on a ma'isa mitzvah, that's why there's a bracha every night. So the Baha'i's right. Kula chada mitzvah, it's all one mitzvah, and if you miss a night, you're out for the count. So why do you make a bracha every night? Because even though it's all one big mitzvah, but it's a separate ma'isa mitzvah, and each ma'isa mitzvah demands its own bracha, and that's why you make separate brachas every night. This principle that you make a bracha on the ma'isa mitzvah, not the kiyum mitzvah, and the ma'isa can be separate from the kiyum, is the whole topic of Siman Gimel of this essay in Rav Schechter's Eretz HaTzvi, and he proves it in terms of Yeshiva Basukah, in terms of Charoses, in terms of Matkia Shofar. He has a number of examples where he shows ma'isa and kiyum can be separate, and the bracha goes on the ma'isa, and Sfiras HaOmer is one example. When you have a kiyum mitzvah that has no ma'isa, you don't make a bracha at all. So just like if you have a kiyum with no ma'isa, you make no bracha. If you have many ma'isim with until the kiyum, you make a bracha on each ma'isa, and that's why there's a bracha each and every night. Good. Now he continues with another pshat. Od yesh li asha. That's what I wanted to get to. Tamiya saprim megadim. Vahayna demayda sfirulei where the vav. Oz vav. Od yesh li asha tamiya saprim megadim. Manal baofen achar. Dahayna. Demayda sfirulei lebahag divishachach lispor yom echad. Shuv eino sofer. Ein ze mishim de sfirulei. De kol memtes asfiros chada mitzvah ninhu. Umaakven ze etzeh. Elahayna taima divahag. See, said the rav, we are working off an assumption in the Baha'i. And what's our assumption? All the Baha'i said is, if you miss a night, you're out. And what was our assumption? Why, if you miss a night, you're out? Because it's all one mitzvah. Says Rav Schechter, who says that assumption is true? Who says the reason for the Baha'i is because it's all part of one mitzvah? That's not the reason for the Baha'i. What is the reason for the Baha'i? Then why, if you miss a night, are you out? So the reason is, the Vesvira be'inan ritzifus v'am shechius. The Baha'i didn't say if you miss a night you're out because it's all one mitzvah. The Baha'i agrees. It's 49 separate mitzvahs. And that's why each night is its own bracha. So why, if you miss a night, are you out? Because even though each is a separate mitzvah, the mitzvah is built on the night before. Because what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to count. Counting is predicated on building. It's predicated on a continuum. Counting requires me to build upon what came before. And as Rav Schechter writes, if you didn't count 17, how can you count 18? It doesn't make sense. It's like something my 3-year-old son, you try to count with him, you'd say 7, 9, 11, 15, 7. That's cute. He knows numbers, but that's not a count. So if you can't say, well, let's count how many chairs there are. 17, 18, 19, 20. What do you mean? What happened to 0 through 16? That's not a count. That's just declaring numbers out loud. In order to be a count, it has to be a continuum. It has to be continuous. It has to be built on something. So if you miss a night, you lost the continuum. So it's not that it's all part of one mitzvah. Every night is a separate mitzvah. And that's why every night deserves its own bracha. If every night's a separate mitzvah with its own bracha, why, if you miss a night, are you out? Because each night's a separate mitzvah, but it's a part of a count. And for the count to be meaningful, it has to be built on what comes before. If I miss 17, I can't say 18. And what brings us to this pshat, says Rav Schechter, it's the Sefer HaChinuch that we read together. Sefer HaChinuch, he quotes the Baha'i, and then he says, he says, the Sefer HaChinuch, my rabbis don't agree. If you miss a night, you can continue to count. Why? Im kol Yisrael. V'tzarech la'avin. Ma ratzolomer b'siyum l'shono im kol Yisrael. What's the Sefer HaChinuch getting at? If you miss the night, why should it help you? Why should you get license to continue because you say, im kol Yisrael? Pshita Savala Lameimar Shemisha Shachuch Yom Echad Afa Pikein Chozer Amon Ashar Yamim Umashmas Aloshan Azos Imko Yisrael Morik Tzas Kibir Hasheini Tachisar Ladasa Bahag Beshachuch Yom Echad Lamai Who lo mai called the memtes yamim mahavim chad mitzvah? El neshiyef shaladim lusper yirches im lo safar mikodem yedzayin. The inan hemshech is besviras aminyan. According to what Rav Shechter explained in the Bahag, the problem with the Bahag is not that it's all one mitzvah; it's separate mitzvahs. But you have to have a continuum. And if I missed one night, I don't have the continuum to continue tonight. So maybe that's where the Sefer Achinuch is coming along and saying, you still can; it's still called a count. Why? If you were a private individual counting something on your own and you missed a night, your count is over. There's an interruption to the count. You got to suspend your count. You're done. But in Kol Yisrael, if Klal Yisrael is part of a count, maybe I forgot my count got interrupted. Maybe I can piggyback your count. Again, for the Bahag, it's not an issue of one mitzvah, separate mitzvahs. It's that assuming each one's a separate mitzvah. But the nature of the mitzvah is to do a proper count. The Bahag's issue is a technical issue within the definition of a proper count. So that's why the Bahag says, if you miss a night, you're out. Even though each night is a separate, is its own mitzvah. So maybe that's what the Sefer Achinuch disagreed and said, no, if you miss a night, that's not a chisaron in counting. You're still piggybacking with other everyone else. That's still the definition of a count. Heim sofer esmo minyan yitzayin shapir rishoy af adam zeh sheshachar milispar esmo lispar alayla yiches ki shapir ikahem sheichios. That's a continuum. It's not your own continuum, but Baruch Hashem, you can latch on and piggyback to the continuum of the community. Api ma sheshara tzibar Yisraeli mamshich lispar. V'ilu shachachach, according to the Sefer Achinuch, what would happen if all Klal Yisrael forgot to count one night? Could you continue then?
And you got it.
So according to the Sefer Achinuch, if all Klal Yisrael forgot to count, now that's a shared technicality. Now that's a count. It's not a count anymore. Nobody's counting. So as long as there's someone to latch onto to piggyback, might definitely it could be called a count. And therefore, according to the Sefer Achinuch, you'd be able to continue to count with a bracha. Whereas the Bahag said, no. That's the community's count. Your count is not my count. I have my own mitzvah. And my mitzvah, how can I count tonight 18 if I missed last night 17? So the machlokas Bahag Sefer Achinuch, the machlokas Rishonim, says Rav Shechter, is not necessarily, is it all one mitzvah or is it all separate mitzvahs? You could hold, it's all separate mitzvahs, and therefore deserves its own bracha every night, and still say you're out for the count. Why? Because it's a technicality, a fault in counting. V'hainu dekamar Sefer Achinuch mona achir im kol Yisrael kolomar im shara tzibur does the hezber zeh balasalik is taina sabahag. Yes, Steve.
It's like going from one floor to another, and there's 49 steps.
Oh.
If you count, you take a step and you count it. And if the next day you took another step and you forgot to count it, the fact of the matter is you're already ahead. There's already a day right in front of you.
You count
and
off.
Whatever's remaining is still there.
That's right.
So each step is important.
The count is off. Your count is off. You can't make a bracha on your count, which is the mitzvah, when your count is off.
But the fact is, you're there.
Yeah.
You're there on that day.
And that's what Rav Shechter wants to suggest, also from the Rav. That's pshat in the Bir Halacha we saw. The Sefer Achinuch said, count im kol Yisrael. And the Bir Halacha said, no, if you missed last night, you say, tonight, last night was such and such, and tonight is such and such. You count both nights in one night. Then you count both one nights in another. We said last night was the mitzvah. You missed 17. You can't on night 18 say last night was 17 and today's 18. That's the Bir Halacha suggestion. And we said that's a ridiculous suggestion. If you missed 17, you missed it. How does it help to count 17 on the night of 18? So Shechta says, now you understand. If each mitzvah is its own night, its own mitzvah, so the 18th is its own mitzvah. The only problem with the 18th is you can't skip 17. So maybe the way to avoid skipping 17 is to say last night was 17, today's 18, and that puts you back onto your count. Ayin gamke mishne brura b'shem shuvas ha-ga'onim shemishishachar luspar layla echad yispar b'la sheni shnei sviros b'shachar svir rishana yomar svir shnei esmal ya'echa b'omer v'yom adin trey amra v'kem ha-damani gam shal esmal anafik mekal tmimos v'gam zeh mora kanal v'gam ha-ga'onim ha-chokim ha-bahag choshir lusvaraso v'lo mona yedzayin yef shal luspar yedches. So even the Bir Halacha is going on the Rishonim who disagree with the Bahag. And they say if you miss a night, you can continue to count, but you have to do it this way. So Shecht is pointing out, maybe even those who disagree with him agree that you need a continuum. And that if you miss one night, you're out. So that at least you have to mention the next night, all of the nights. So we said, the Bahag has an opinion. Bahag's opinion is, if you miss a night, you're out. Pre-Megad the Mast, I don't understand. Why would you make a bracha every night implying it's an independent mitzvah? If you miss a night, you're out, implies it's all one mitzvah. Makes no sense. Says the Rav, it makes perfect sense. Your assumption in the Bahag is wrong. You assume the reason the Bahag said if you miss a night, you're out, is because it's all one mitzvah. Who says? Bahag holds it's all separate mitzvahs, but the nature of the mitzvah, the definition of the mitzvah is a proper, legitimate count. It's an illegitimate count if you skip the night, so it's a technicality that eliminates you. And the Sefer HaChinuch gets around the technicality one way, and the Bi'ur HaLacha gets around the technicality another way. Yes?
But if it's a separate mitzvah, it's just like you had Netivat Lulav.
Right.
If you start on the first day, and then you skip a day, you can still say
different mitzvah, it's not counting. Mitzvah's lulav has nothing to do with counting. Every mitzvah, there's a day to shake the lulav. And then my mitzvah to shake the lulav today has nothing to do with whether I shook the lulav yesterday.
The mitzvah on its own. The
same thing with accounting for day one. Each one is a day on its own, like lulav. The difference is, the mitzvah is not to take dalad minim, it's to count. And my count is a counterfeit, it's an inauthentic count. That's the pshat he's saying. If you missed a day, it's a counterfeit count.
Can't be
now,
18.
Again, those who disagree say it's not counterfeit. You can make up for it because everyone else is counting. You're on the count with the Klal Yisrael. That's the Sefer HaChinuch. The Bi'ur HaLacha says it's not an illegitimate count. You just fill in the gap. You say last night was 17, tonight's 18. Boom, I'm back on my count. But the Bahag said no. If you miss the count, you miss the count. Your count is counterfeit.
Is there any difference in terms of Hanukkah? Let's say you just miss a night. Miss the second night, third night. What do you do? Just going through candles?
I don't think so, because the mitzvah is to light the candles and they correspond with what night it is, but there's not a mitzvah of counting. Here the whole issue is a chisaron and the hamshechius of a minyan. You're counting, it's a minyan. That's the nature of lispor, al svira sa'omer. It's a count. If you mess up the count, you're out. Look at the... We don't. If you miss it, we paskin, no, continue to count, but without a bracha. You'll be yotze the mitzvah. If you could still make the mitzvah, you'll be yotze the mitzvah. And if you're out of the mitzvah, you're avoiding a bracha levatol. So continue to count without a bracha, and that's how you solve it. Now this pshat also answers, says Rav Shechter, a few other questions that come up. Interesting questions. Go back to the other page, source 7. Says the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch. A commentary on the Sefer HaChinuch. Says the Minchas Chinuch, "Mesupak l'shita zu imakotin af b'shein achayev mikom akom mona kederach aktanim, o eved mona kodem shenestacherer gamkein, ki rishoy lasos mitzvah saseh shazman groma, ki mavur bekam makomos b'shas, uve'emtzen is gadol akotin v'nestacherer eved imachuyev min haTorah limnos begadlusu v'geirusu b'shanahi." What happens? This happens every year. A child has their bar mitzvah in the middle of Sfira. Oh, what happens? A child who becomes bar mitzvah. So before his bar mitzvah, he's only chayev mitzvahs, the rabbanon, mitin chinuch. After his bar mitzvah, he's chayev mitzvahs, midoraisa. So can this child continue to count? The first part of his count happened as a katan, as a ena mechuyev. Second half of his count happens as a gadol, as a mechuyev. Can he continue? Same thing would be true of an eved, who's neshtacher, an eved who's freed during sfira. What's the halacha? Me name, do we say the vechiyev b'tur talya melsa? The kevin shaya potter af shemana mikomakom kevin shemitzvah achasi umikodum l'nischayev gamata enichayev min haTorah. Vein kofen asolim nas kol mitzvah saseh b'Torah. So do you say on the one hand that when he was a katan he was exempt? Svira Sa'omer is all one mitzvah. It's 49 parts of one mitzvah, and if you're exempt for the first part, so you're exempt. You're exempt. Oh, or do you say, Dilma Kevin Shemana Afshaya Bipotter, Biptur, Mikomakom Lobotal Acheshman, Vechayav Mikan Lahaba? Or do you say, true, he was exempt, but he voluntarily counted, and so the count is still going, and when he becomes a Godol, he can continue to count. Matzina Bemordechai, Hevi Svaras Rabbeinu Tuvia, Mivina, Mivino, Muva Gamkin, Bemogan Avram, the Machayav Midrabana, Motzi Achiv, Minatora, Diotzi Bekidash Yom, Plagaminach, Lamala, and so on. So the Sefer, the Minchas Chinuch rather has this safek. What's the halacha? A katan becomes a gadol in the middle of Sfira. What's the halacha? And here's a second safek, source 8. Pischa Tshuva Yoredei Simen Shimem Aleph. Pischa Tshuva quotes the Noda Yehuda, who says the following: Imu onein bi mei Sfira balayla. Someone who loses one of the 7 immediate relatives, mother, father, brother, sister, son, daughter, spouse, and in between the death and the funeral, the burial, they have the status of being an onim. They are exempt, and we paskin, they are forbidden from performing mitzvos. So someone who's an onim during Sfira, they can't count. Can't make a bracha, they can't count. So when their funeral ends, they're in Shiva, and they're back to doing mitzvos, do they resume counting? Does the Aninas interruption to Sfira Saomer disqualify them from continuing to count afterwards? Or can they continue to count afterwards? This is a question of the Noda Behuda in the Pisrei Tshuva. So Rav Shechter looks at both of these questions and says, based on the pshat that we have in the Bahag, now we have an approach to both these questions. Go back to Zion. Zion. The Achronim have dealt at length with the question of a minor who becomes a bar mitzvah during Sfira. Can he continue to count with a bracha? According to the Bahag, if you did a mitzvah, you know, when you were exempt, it doesn't count for when you became obligated, right? So you have a non-Jew who is in the process of conversion, who, I don't know, they put tefillin on that day before they went in the mikvah, then they went in the mikvah and they became a ger. They have to put tefillin on again. They haven't fulfilled the mitzvah. So a katan, counting when he was a katan, is the equivalent of doing nothing. Now he becomes a gadol in the middle of Sfira. So what's the halacha? According to the Bahag, that if you miss a day, you're out. Is the katan out? V'ilu hachanami yishlam adukom asha safar b'katnuso kilo safar dami ba'arat zman shal achar shehidil. According to our pshat in the Bahag, there's no question. Why? According to the Bahag, each night is a separate mitzvah. So the katan, no problem. He had his bar mitzvah. It's a new mitzvah. Aye, but the mitzvah has to be predicated on what came before. No problem. The katan couldn't do a mitzvah. Who says he can't count? He can count. Shapir ikem shechiyo shari mana b'chol yomis minyan harayilo. V'af sha'ayidei minyano shvekatnuso liyotzi deichom az mitzvah sfira, mikomo kum ein bez achisaron detmimos afilu lebahag. Dechol ikar achisaron detmimos ledidei ubechisaron b'minyano. Tevachai gavna laka retzifos v'mshechis b'minyano shal achar mikain. Ach benidon ze harayilo chisar klum. So he answers fantastically, right? According to the traditional understanding of the Bahag, that it's all one mitzvah, and that's why if you miss a night, you're out. So then you have the Minchas Chinuch Safek. Can a katan who has a bar mitzvah count with a bracha or not? But according to the Nupshat in the Bahag, that the Bahag never thought it was one mitzvah. He always knew it was separate mitzvahs. Certainly a katan can continue to count. He has his new mitzvah. Aye. What about the count? Who says a katan can't count? The fact that the katan, he became bar mitzvah on the 17th day, so count 0 through 17 counts. And the same would be true for an onim. He says here in footnote 14, the same nafka minute would be true for this note to be huda for an onim. An onim can't do the mitzvah when they're an onim, so they can't make a bracha. Can they count? Say tonight is the seventh night of the Omer? Why not? They could count. It's not a bracha levatol to say it's the seventh day of the Omer. It won't count as a mitzvah because they're putter for mitzvahs. They're aser in mitzvahs. So it won't count as a mitzvah during Aninus. But what it can do, though, is preserve the count. So that when the Aninus ends, they are considered to still be counting. Again, according to the new Pshat and the Bahag, when the Aninus ends, every night's a new mitzvah, they can rejoin the new mitzvah. Aye, what about the count? They counted in their Aninus. They didn't fulfill a mitzvah. Who cares? You don't need a mitzvah. All you needed was for it to qualify as a count. Count with the brach again, according to this Pshat in the in the Bahag. I don't know if we'd pass in the Salah HaLamaisa. He says, Lo yispor b'layla, lo yuchal avar gam b'yam shalachar, yispor b'salayla, b'lo bracha, az yuchal avar b'shar yamin. Yeah, that's his conclusion. So this is explaining why. Why does it help? It helps to keep the count going. It's enough to qualify to keep the count going, even if it's not a mitzvah. If you held that the Bahag held it's one mitzvah, the fact that an onan can't do mitzvahs means he might have said a number, it's not a mitzvah. But if you hold, you don't need it to be a mitzvah, you just need it to be a count, then it's good. So we saw the Bahag, according to the old way, the Pribigodim at this kasha made no sense. According to our new understanding, not only do we understand the Bahag, we understand why the Sefer HaChinuch disagrees and why the Bir HaLacha disagrees, and we also have a derech in how to understand the Pshat, a katnu as a bar mitzvah, or an onain who goes into Avelos during the period of Sfiras HaOmer.
So if someone, an ordinary person, forgets the count,
can I
rely on the new understanding of the Bahag?
We don't pass like the Sefer HaChinuch. According to the Bahag, if you forgot to count, you forgot to count. If you remembered to count as a katan or an onain, then, I don't know, do we pass like this pshat in the Bahag is a good kasha. But if you forgot to count outright, you missed a day, you're out for the count. All right. Have a great week, everybody.